nablas meter gari jailan kebatuan. Ada pumakan pada tubin. Seseorang turun ke kali dan menyanyi. Mengikuti bunyi arus yang menyisir batu.
Thank you.
черни сумнай мэнэланжанин. Теркадан аку ингинки тахилан, супертикада ди илалан, супертикилау. Den Ohren hinga Mungusa Burung Katakan Kenapa di tubuhmu yang sempurna Sungai seperti tak menyentuh apa-apa. Bye. misalkan terkait air pada hijau. Aku akan tetap takut sengat maut pada petang yang rembang. Detik adalah lugut yang bertebar ke tengah Oktober. Pada jam yang menyulap kapas ke dalam embun.
Thank you.
Suka Malaka. Tembok orang Portugis. Jalan pada deru pagi. Gudang Cina dengan genting tua. Liku bandar, warna kapal, dan kedai-kedai.
Thank you.
bangsa dan negeri bebas merdeka. saksikan buana. The melody moved, fluid, free, appearing and vanishing in the incessant, shimmering arabesques. Arabesque, shimmering, shimmering, as though beaten out on a thousand little anvils. Little anvils.
trembled as they were shaken. Shaken, shrill, overtones, practically inaudible. Looking after them was like looking after a dozen royal children. Every morning, each cricket was bathed, hand brushed, and examined for signs of a drooping spirit. They were fed on rice, soaked in arak to make them strong. Spiced with red pepper to develop their tempers. Each must swim daily in a basin of water for 10 minutes to exercise the leg muscles. A fight was an exhibition of insect ferocity that drove the spectators wild with excitement. Two cages were placed end on end. The ends of the boxes were then slipped out. The crickets were brought to a state of frenzy. And the fight was on. You could hear tiny jaws creep and snap as the insects rolled over each other. When a cricket gave up and ran to one end of the tube, everyone cried out in disgust. Was removed to be impaled on a straw along with the vanquished and mutilated and taken home and dried. That boundaries did exist was suddenly clear at each return of Nyepi, the yearly day of silence. In the evening, after the priest had summoned the evil spirits to a feast at the crossroads of the village, he put them to flight with magic formulas. The road was barricaded at either end. Visible walls now joined the invisible. No one might come in or go out. For 24 hours, the village was sealed. For a day, the people remained at home. The village was now sepi, empty and silent. The demons, wishing to return, would surely think the village had been deserted and pass by. A flock of pigeons circled in the rays of the sun. The sound seemed to follow them. The owner of the birds had hung tiny bells to their feet and attached bamboo whistles to their tail feathers. Trailing across the sky, white hoops of sound. And then they vanished, the bells dying, suddenly into nothing.